That was until Marla announced that she had decided to learn how to drive. She was intent on taking interesting trips and did not want to walk everywhere for the rest of her life. Marla had heard of a doctor who was able to help visually impaired people learn to drive with the aid of a high-powered magnifier called a bioptic. Marla was familiar with the bioptic. Before her vision became very poor, she played the violin in grade school and she wore a bioptic to help her read sheet music. Caption: The notes on a musical staff are small and difficult to read. A bioptic can enlarge the entire staff. Feature box: The bioptic. The bioptic is a magnifier, similar to a telescope, mounted on a pair of eyeglasses. A visually impaired person with good peripheral vision can wear one to improve his or her field of vision, but the higher the magnification, the smaller the field of vision. For Marla, it was like looking through a tube. A bioptic is not the only way people with disabilities can drive. People who cannot use their legs to step on the pedals can have cars with hand controls. The benefits of her first bioptic didn't last long. Marla found her vision was becoming too limited and learning new sheet music was too time-consuming. It's easy to see why her parents were skeptical, not to mention terrified of imagining Marla behind the wheel of a car. Would she be able to drive a vehicle safely? Would she be a threat to other drivers on the road? In typical Marla style, she was not deterred. With her mother's help, she got a new bioptic and passed her road test. No sooner was Marla a licensed driver than she whirled through the local fast food drive-thru and considered her next move. And move she did.